When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Sensemaker.
Hello, I'm Tomini, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. To find out more about Tortoise and how to become a member, take a look at the episode description. Today, a Russian soldier has been sentenced to life in prison in the first war crimes trial since Vladimir Putin's invasion of Ukraine. What does it tell us about Ukraine's hunt for justice?
The soldier seemed nervous and said little, until the words that mattered. Asked whether he admitted his guilt, Vadim Shishimarin told the judge, yes, completely.
Vadim Shishimarin is a 21-year-old sergeant in the Russian army. He used to work in a tire repair shop in Moscow and joined the army in part to support his family after his stepfather died. Alexander Shelipov was a retired tractor operator. The 62-year-old lived with his wife Katerina in a quiet village in eastern Ukraine. Vadim and Alexander are unlikely to have ever come across each other if Russia hadn't invaded Ukraine.
The Russian military attacking from the south, the north, the east, taking out military installations and moving closer tonight on strategic cities.
Well, Sumy is a key border town that the Russians need to take if they are to secure their supply lines from the east.
On the 28th of February, Vadim Shishimarin was moving with his tank unit towards the city of Sumy when he came under attack from Ukrainian forces. With four other soldiers, he fled in a stolen Volkswagen Passat. He was in the back carrying a Kalashnikov AK-74. As they retreated, they came across Alexander Shelipov, unarmed and pushing a bicycle through his village. Vadim Shishimarin was ordered to shoot Alexander. The soldiers apparently feared he might give away their location. He fired multiple rounds from the car window, killing Alexander Shelipov with four shots to the head. Alexander was found by his neighbour, his skull resting between two trees. Local hunters stopped Vadim Shishimarin from escaping.
We start in Ukraine, where the first war crimes case against a Russian soldier has begun in Kyiv.
Less than 3 months later, Vadim Shishimarin was in a glass box in a Kyiv courtroom wearing a blue-grey hoodie. His head was shaved. It was a pretty easy case for the Ukrainian authorities. Vadim Shishimarin pleaded guilty to the crime, not just formally, but in an exchange with the widow of his victim.
Please tell me, do you repent the crime you committed?
Yes. I admit guilt. I understand that you will not be able to forgive me. I apologize for everything I have done.
Shishimarin's Ukrainian lawyer asked judges to acquit his clients on the grounds that he was only following orders, but that didn't hold water. He was jailed for life. So what does Vadim Shishimarin's conviction tell us about what's to come?
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Of course, what we see on the ground in all regions of Ukraine, it's war crimes, crimes against humanity. And we do everything to fix it.
Ukraine's Prosecutor General, Irina Venediktova, is bullish. She says that a further 48 soldiers will be tried for other alleged war crimes. Ukraine is investigating thousands of potential cases. It's highly unusual to have war crime trials during a conflict, but Ukraine hopes it will deter Russian troops from carrying out further atrocities, because there appears to be no shortage of evidence that Russia has broken the rules of war.
These are Russian soldiers on their way to loot and to kill. But their every move is caught on multiple cameras. And so is Leonid, the security guard, as he approaches them. The men talk, even smoke, and then the soldiers leave. But suddenly, two turn back. They shoot Leonid and a second man multiple times in their backs.
But diplomacy may yet halt Ukraine's march towards justice. Dmitry Peskov, the Kremlin spokesperson, has previously described the charges against Vadim Shishimarin as outrageous and staged. There are fears that convicting Russian soldiers could provoke Moscow into putting captured Ukrainian fighters on trial, chiefly the hundreds of soldiers who surrendered in Mariupol. Russian lawmakers have suggested some could be executed. Aside from the threat of retaliation, those seeking justice shouldn't take Vadim Shishimarin's conviction for granted. The soldier's confession made his case fairly straightforward, but future trials may test the nuances of the Geneva Conventions that set out the rules of war. Protocol 1 states that a civilian loses immunity when they directly participate in hostilities. That is, they can become a legitimate target. Ukraine's mobilization of ordinary citizens to repel Russian forces may, in the end, muddy those waters more than some might like. Ukraine has more war trials to come, and other countries and institutions are making moves of their own. Last week, the International Criminal Court sent a 42-member team to the country to carry out its own investigation. And a few days ago, high-ranking US senators struck a deal over a draft bill that would expand the War Crimes Act. It would allow America's Department of Justice to prosecute someone who committed war crimes overseas if they stepped into the US, and there would be no limit on how historic the allegations are. The road ahead is bumpy, but with the help of the US and others, Ukraine has set the wheels in motion to get some fraction of justice for Russian atrocities. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker. Earlier this year, Tortoise told the story of the head of a Damascus torture unit, tried in a German courtroom for crimes against humanity. To listen to Unforgotten, Syria's War Crimes, just click the link in the episode description. Today's story was written by Xavier Greenwood and mixed by Imi Harper.
The Sensemaker.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. To get ad-free and early access to all Tortoise podcasts, become a Tortoise member or subscribe to Tortoise Plus on Apple Podcasts. You'll be able to hear our brand new investigative shows before anyone else and get ad-free listening across our podcasts. Click subscribe on Tortoise Plus or become a member in the Tortoise app.